Hey, this is Russ Mayton, Roleplaying Pub Radio. We're playing Upwind. Actually, we're doing character creation. And I don't know if this will ever be heard by anyone other than Jeff Barber, the designer of this.
Hi, Jeff.
We will force you to listen. You will listen or else.
We're going to break your game.
Sorry, Jeff.
Done a lot of work. He's most well known for Blue Planet. He is the co-creator of that. And this is his latest effort. It's still playtesting. He sent it to me last year, and I'm just now getting around to actually running.
So
what's the date stamp on this, Ross?
You recorded this
February 27th.
Yeah, 2016. Well, I will send this to him like tonight or tomorrow.
It's 20XX.
Yes, it's 20XX. We're in Mega Man World.
Caleb's here, right. Jeff.
Yes, Caleb, Aaron, okay. Sean, and Tom.
If you have playtest reports.
Yes, so the initial impressions, Sean, you had some.
I read through the little intro that you sent me.
Was it the 4-page one or the 125?
The 125 page. I skimmed through.
Nice.
I will confess, I did not give a detailed read. I gave a skim. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of material to go
through. Yes, there is. I was feeling less Studio Ghibli and more Botan Kaitos, which is a GameCube game, and a little of Last Exile, which is an anime, which I quite enjoyed. So I'm actually looking forward to this. I think it'll be fun. But it's just, you know, your initial sell was Studio Ghibli, and I was like, I'm feeling more of these two influences. So,
yeah.
I'm not the artist. So
first thing we're going to do is make character creation. And actually, Aaron, one of the first things we're going to have to do is, one of the things you're going to have to do in character creation is separate an entire suit. Based on your character's potential, so don't bother shuffling your cards yet.
Just start separating.
Because
you were not the one that does not separate.
Yeah. You only have to separate once, so.
Okay.
Don't worry about it yet. So, the first thing making characters, the system is called Q, short for quantum, and it's easy, and, in theory,
we will find out.
We're going to be honest, we're going to give you honest feedback here, Jeff. So, the first thing is obviously picking a character concept. Now, I explained all of you are members of the Explorers Knights, you're new members, and your first mission is to go on a small ship, Endurance, and to find another ship that has gone missing in the Twilight Frontier. Twilight Frontier is sort of the border between the borderland between the scary monster world and the
high flying pirate world.
The scary monster world and the normal world. So
normal world is high flying, but it's not pirates.
No, so
there probably are pirates, but
oh yeah, they're definitely sky pirates.
It's just an issue of it's not a pirate world.
They're probably drunk on rum.
The Inquisitive.
Get your head out of One Piece. All right. So
think for character concepts, they can be simple archetypes like Uncanny Swordsman, Iron Fisted Sky Captain, Scholar, Drunken Mystic, or Wealthy Dilettante Overwhelmed by Ennui. But you're all relatively young,
every
and you're all
one of those.
Explorer knights. So,
this is our weak dilettante on the crew.
So that's the first thing you do. So you're all going on. There will be an NPC crew to help man the ship that you're going on. So it's not just you four. In fact, you are supplementing the crew of 15 that normally runs the ship. They basically hired out the ship to go. You're the special personnel.
Yeah, I was wondering about if there were I saw that there were gliders. What is there an equivalent to fighters?
There are different ship sizes.
The Pinace, but
These are like wooden ships, mostly wooden ships that have Arcano technology. So
I just didn't know if they had any, high speed
magic sails.
I just wonder if they had any kind of high speed interceptor.
So it's not like magic oars.
No.
Okay.
They're magic oars, and there's Arcana technology.
Fly faster.
Rising speed.
To give you a sense of the perspective of the entire world, think of it vertically. There's first the arids, which are the closest towards the sun, the light. Super hot, super dry, deserty world. Highlands are the term for floating islands where people live and stuff. The arids are filled with just ore, and that's where they get all the metal. And then there's I can't even remember the term for that, but it's like the default area. It's like, hey, it's a nice pleasant zone where there are sky islands with forests and villages and civilization. And then there's the Twilight Frontier where you're going, where everything is grimdark and spooky and nasty. And then there's the dark where the bad guys, the Children of the Dark, hang out. And
but are they really bad guys?
Oh no, they want to destroy you all. So
a good enough reason.
So does anybody have any idea what kind of character concept you would like to try? I mean, think of fantasy archetypes. You could be simply warrior type, like a swordsman.
If we were to like narrow it down to seafaring archetypes, maybe?
Yes, seafaring. Like this is a
seafaring, but we just modify it towards airfaring.
Yeah, yeah. You can also think about your elemental suits. Everyone has an affinity for one of the four suits at the bottom: wind, rain, arc, or ore. Wind is intelligence, perception. Rain is emotion, insight, and healing. Arc, obviously electricity, agility, and speed, and then ore, strength, fortitude, and health.
Sorry, I read different terms. I read gale instead of wind.
Well, that's the
oh, sorry.
Yeah, gale is a subset of wind.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah okay.
It's a specific type of wind.
I didn't read
the No, it's fine. It's there's a lot. It's a very complex setting. Mm. So
it is very rich.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You just think of a concept you would like to try. So you can be pretty simple. Anything?
I'll probably go with ore.
Ore, okay. Well, character concept.
I think I'm swordsman.
Swordsman. All right, swordsman who uses ore. Very good. So a big, strong guy with big, like, big cloud-like sword, probably. Like,
no, I'd like to think let's keep the sword within physics.
All right, fair enough. All right, so that's good. Anybody else have an idea?
You're staring at me.
Pilot, navigator, scholar, engineer, arcano technology engineer.
The unsettling gaze of Caleb.
I know, it's...
His bones are angry.
I don't want to go with the engineer because I'm sick of people saying I don't want to play anything else.
I will play an engineer if it takes the burden off you. Okay, fine. I will take an engineer. Right. What's a good one for engineer? Let's say...
probably wind.
Oh, okay, we'll do that.
Wind or arc?
Actually, I think arc engineer.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
arc engineer. You can be messing around with the arcano technology. Yeah. So Caleb again, it could be also more social, like foppish noble or peasant who pull themselves up with his bootstraps, you know,
outside of
some hedonism bot.
I'll wait for Aaron to pick. I want to whatever's up.
Sure. Actually, if we're doing something along more for leadership, one of the ship captains. So,
all right, yeah, you
guys, ship captain.
Yeah, you could do that. So, yeah.
And for that one, I could probably
pilot,
go
pilot type, I guess.
And I think nobody's taking a rein on that one, so...
Sure.
Yeah. No,
all right. You can all choose the same... Like, don't be constricted by what elemental suit you want.
Well, we could...
Yeah. But or you could vary it, so...
To test it out.
If we all pick different ones, we can combine our powers
so I think
and make Captain Planet.
And then it'll turn us into trees, though.
And then it'll turn you into trees.
Was hot!
You chose wind, right?
I chose arc.
Oh, you chose arc, so wind is...
I will be the...
You could be an archer.
Onboard Darwin.
Or a gunner.
I will pick Wynn.
A Darwin, yes.
So, yeah.
All right. So that's the first thing. The second step is to generate the character's list of starting attributes. These are your ability, skill, and potential. Now, these...
Where would I core that I'm a wind person?
That's going to be... You're going to write something on your potential that relates to that, and then you pick that suit.
And
so,
I remove that suit.
Wind, you choose, like, everyone can see
examples.
So, I have hearts.
Yeah, so that's the suit you separate. You then mix the other three together.
And
shuffle.
Yeah. So, you have a potential deck, and then you have your main deck.
Okay, so,
play deck.
Okay,
so.
Should I shuffle my play deck?
Yes.
Okay. You shuffle. Once it's separated?
Yes, once it's separated. So, you have three suits in one deck, and then you have your potential suit in your other deck.
Okay. I'm trying very hard not to do a card trick right now.
And also jokers are allowed, so jokers
I let them
are
out, I'm sorry.
Well, you can put them in your play deck, though. Not
I don't have them with me, so.
Okay.
Well, then you're screwed.
It's just standard. Yeah.
No, I did not. I had to look that up in the rules, too, to find out if they're in there or not.
I will keep my jokers.
Don't worry. Yeah, shuffling stuff like that, we can do that in between it. So, right. Next up is thinking of your attributes. So, your attributes are divided into ability, skill, and potential. Your potential is your magic ability. We'll get to that last. The first thing, though, are your abilities are essentially your character's raw attributes. And so, you get three of these. For example, instead of being strong, you could have tough as nails, fist of iron, sneaky bastard. This is all in the mechanics PDF if you want to look up and follow along. Intellectual abilities, wise, clever boy, mind like a steel trap. Let me see here. I'll find the right section. Let's see.
And these are skills you were listing?
Those are abilities. Abilities, think of like your raw...
aspect kind of
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Skills are specific like abilities like swordsman, gunman, crack shots, stuff like that. You get three of each of those. And these are described like attributes, or like aspects, so...
do we have a list, or...?
No, they're, you just make them up.
Right, like, so, like, I'm an engineer.
So, an ability could be mine, like a steel trap, and then you could have a skill of Arcano Engineer.
Okay.
Arcano Technologist. Or so, best in the academy, or best in his class.
So, if Herbalize, I go, he's like, totally huge guy.
Totally huge guy? He's a great one.
Skill like a crack engineer. Just means he just, like... He's the kind of guy who's
he makes the red. Best crack.
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's so good.
He's the kind of guy who like sticks the wrench onto the you know nut and just like smacks the wrench and somehow it magically works. You know.
So there are interpersonal things. We have ways of making you talk. Academic math whiz who needs compass. I read that in a book once. That's a good one. Technical skills, born sailor, master of disguise, mechanical genius. Martial skills, fastest gun in the kingdom, charming lady killer. So there's a lot of ideas, and you all played Fate games, so you should all have some idea.
So how many abilities do we get?
You get three abilities and three skills. Again, abilities are just your raw aptitudes for things.
Like Die Hard.
Die Hard is a good one. So like they're really tough.
Ability, brilliant mechanic. It's just it's a way.
That's a skill.
Well, I would say I'm looking for more of the idea that he has.
You have three abilities and three skills.
A technical mind. He can apply this to anything. It's just the issue of
analytical mind.
And so we'll go with analytical.
Yeah. And basically, the main thing is each of these. Whenever you make a play, whenever you try to resolve an encounter, you're going to have to use one of these abilities. Okay. So. So you probably don't want to like emphasize the same thing over and over again. You want to get a bunch of different areas so you can apply them in different ways.
Okay.
How was that like totally calm mind?
Zen
stoic,
Zen killer, Zen stoicism. Yeah.
Stoic would be great. Yeah.
Stoic would be good.
Stoic killer.
Yes, stoic killer.
Lightning reflexes.
Unbreakable will.
Town church. Unbreakable will.
Town church. And for the last one, I will put Tom motherfucking church.
I think that's worth an extra, you know, two cards or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we'll get into the numbers.
Right. Especially, I don't.
But I can go underneath it. That would be more under abilities than that.
Again, abilities are generally supposed to represent your raw
stats.
Like, yeah, you're right.
They're your, like, statistics as opposed to skills. So.
Abilities represent natural, innate character prowess and aptitudes. Skills represent areas of knowledge and physical proficiency, which characters have specific education, training, and practice.
So I guess, like...
So Unbreakable Will would be an ability, and then... Yes. That, okay, that's what I'm
skills,
to make sure.
Master Swordsman.
Master Swordsman. Perfect. And then, of course, your last one is your potential. And these are obviously your supernatural thing. So wind, for example, you could have on the fly, biting wind walker. You could literally walk on wind. Or potential, like a rock, feet of clay, immovable object, unstoppable force. Arc potential, thunderstorm, lightning blast.
Singularity.
That's not really an or. That's the singularity I do not traditionally, like... associate with metal ore.
Okay, so if I'm going...
Now with, you see it, now you don't.
I'm going with arc. I'm trying to think of like a... Oh, freaking mechanical. Would steam heart work?
They don't use steam. It uses electricity.
Okay, so fulminous heart? The idea is that he can feel machines.
Let's see here. That's fulminous.
I mean, I thought fulminous was a good word.
Like, I mean, yeah, I mean that's fine with me. It's just, I'm trying to think, yeah.
Yeah, if there's a better word, if anybody wants to punch in with that.
How about expert tactician?
No, this is the...
No, for me.
Fuck you.
Or is your supernatural... Your potential is your supernatural thing, but tactician would be
I'm
good
going skills. Over skills.
Yeah, yeah, that would be a good...
Oh, sorry, I was jumping to your potential. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I've got a supernatural affinity with machines, so if it's... Yeah, fulminous heart is just, I can feel the machine. I don't have to, like, think about it even.
Yeah, and these are a broad thing, too, so you'll be able to do a lot of different effects.
And one of my abilities is burning spirit. I figured Aaron would appreciate that, actually.
That's a very anime thing.
Yes. Come on.
What bird is spirit? Are characters full of bird spirit? Okay. Oh, you're still thinking of your abilities. Okay.
Hey, Ross. How about one more? How about Master Swordsmith?
Okay, yeah. Going with the sword theme. Master Smith.
Master Smith.
Yeah, like fixing and repairing things through brute force.
It's like, please do not gaze upon my biceps as I smash the bang this hammer. You will be distracted forever.
There you go.
The gun is my hand.
All right. All right. So, once everybody gets that figured out,
oh, real quick, I've heard of this a good skill.
Remember, there's three in each.
Numbers.
You're putting four in abilities, Caleb.
So each ability gets. Okay, so
yes,
each gets four or two?
No,
four?
Three abilities, three skills.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
And one that. Potential.
Missed it.
No, it's fine.
Have a potential like immovable object.
Yeah, that's literally one of the examples. So.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, for or.
I just guessed.
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard of this a good skill? Like a lore skill?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I've heard of this. Oh, wow, hey, I heard of that.
Useful trivia.
Yeah.
Knowledge skill.
Yeah, and I've heard of this. The gun is my hand, so I'm a good shootist. And
the gun is my hand. That's a really descriptive one.
Natural engineer. Abilities, burning spirit. You know, he's back in the corner. He's like,
well, I will never give up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't believe in yourself. Believe in the me that believes in you.
Yeah.
Anime that. God.
See, it's not me doing it.
Yes, because I took over Aaron's character. So
that doesn't mean you got me, asshole.
The role of Aaron will be played by the understudy Sean tonight.
Yes, that acknowledges Aaron as the superior, actually. So, you know, take pride.
And Tom Church will be played by Tom Church.
Okay.
Tom Mother.
No, actually, for the record, I'm actually just playing what I thought would be a good technician.
No, that's a good.
you're getting some shit because it's late. Come on.
Yeah.
But so, no, really, Burning Spirit, I thought would be a great one for this. So.
Once we do that, then we'll go on to the next thing.
What are the values we put by abilities, or do we put
I will get into that next, because that's sort of tied into also, there's two parts where you assign a number to it, and then you also assign a suit to it.
Gotcha.
Let's see here. The one thing, your potential is obviously assigned to whatever is associated with that element right. At the bottom, so you can go ahead and circle that one. The main thing is, whenever you, with the suits, you can only use a skill or an ability if you have a card in your hand that matches the suit of that ability.
By the way, would Stoic Killer be Rain or Stellor?
No, Stoic Killer is not. You only associate your potential.
Okay.
You get one potential, example, so the other ones are not.
Since you're an or, you're...
I know, but I'm sorry about abilities, but that still just be done.
Well, Stoic Killer sounds more like a skill, but it could be an ability, I guess.
You're a kill crazy monster, obviously.
No, actually, I kill, but I'm pretty calm about it.
He can't get immovable objects. So that means he's like...
Like negotiator.
He's the tank.
He ain't going fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Except down, because
piloting and negotiation, so...
Yeah.
Oh no, gravity, my one weakness.
Yeah, so make sure you have three abilities, three skills, and one potential.
Noise.
Cool.
So
awesome. Stay behind me.
But yeah, so like
a meat shield.
I make these things that deal with passion.
And they sound like Sasha.
Let's see here.
Can't see me.
I haven't decided yet. I don't know the full character yet. I haven't met him.
I have. He's an asshole.
Well, good to know.
Yeah.
Is that
what does a win potential describe?
The what?
What does the win potential describe?
Intelligence and perception. And as
so all of the things written there would somehow describe intelligence or perception?
Are you talking about your potential?
Yes.
Your potential is your magic thing. Like, so what's yours? Yours is wind?
I'm wind.
So that's a magical ability related to wind.
Fart winds, right.
So wind walk. It's literally magic. So flying or controlling winds, or you get like telekinesis. things, or...
I chose to be able to talk to machines.
Or personally. I don't know if you want to be a jerk, you'd be like, I could pull the breath out of their lungs and suffocate them.
Shit.
Yeah. Maybe a little too dark.
I can create... I can control the way the winds blow.
Right.
Which could affect our ability to fly faster,
right.
better... You know.
Or knock enemies off course if an enemy right. ship is approaching you.
Or if a projectile okay. that you shoot can suddenly be...
Yeah, so it's a spell name, or a spell school name, basically. So, literally...
It's your kung fu magic.
Yeah, there you go. It's your kung fu ability. It's your kung fu school.
Think of...
So think like Shaolin Brothers say.
Shaolin soccer.
You're maybe? One of the ninjas. So think yes! of what kind of ninja you are.
Yes!
If you're a tree ninja, you get to pretend to be a tree.
Oh,
all right, that'll be it. Pretend to be a tree.
Boy, that's going to be a great commentary for Jeff. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Be a happy tree.
Five element ninjas.
Oh man,
that was an amazing cinematic experience.
Where everybody dies in the.
I know it's like a DCC funnel adventure on film.
That was not just Amazeballs.
Yeah,
that was Whisperballs.
I actually have this idea. I posted this on the group meeting last night, but Caleb, since the Delta Green rules are open game
yes.
license, I have this idea of making a DCC or a Delta Green variant. Basically, everyone gets a team of agents, a squad of agents, and so it's a fun Delta Green XCOM adventure, basically.
I'm down with this, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm totally.
Simplified skill
absolutely
list.
Absolutely.
But anyways, that's enough.
You go to raid Warren Jeff's compound and find it's a different cult altogether.
yeah. So, does everybody have all their things?
Sorry. Tell me if this is right.
All right, so Caleb, you have Soothe the Savage Beast as an ability. Eclectic, to say the least. Meat Don't Fail Me Now. That's a great ability.
That's in the book.
Yeah. He looks like he knows what he's doing as a skill. I majored in that for a semester at Healing Hands. Those are very good as well. And then Windbroker. All right. So you negotiate with the wind. That's
cool.
It's a big important thing in the thing. Exciting. All right, so... Here are, if we, oh, wait for Gabriel. Does anybody else have any questions?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Nice parts we've done so far.
Well, okay. I'll catch up to you because I'm having a bad time.
Okay.
I might have answers.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to go knock it out of the park. We're just playtesting. All right, so the next two steps are related. Because, okay, so don't do anything quite yet. Let me explain it all first. First, you... Actually, it says... that's just a playtesting thing. Three sets of attributes. Okay. So actually, I was wrong. I was looking at the character sheet, and it only showed one. But I guess, actually, you get three potential things. So you actually get three spells total.
Oh!
So...
Oh, lovely. Why are there marks next to it?
Because they're all the same suit.
Ah.
So you just have to mark them.
So you have to pick a suit for each of these.
Yes, you will have to pick a suit for each of these.
So since I'm Arc, everything for my potentials is close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To state clearly for anybody else listening.
Yeah. I got screwed up because of the character sheet. So, but yeah, you do get three potentials. So each of these is going to be rated from 1 to 3. Three will be your best, one will be your worst. Now, the thing is...
What's in parentheses after each of these?
That's its opposition element.
Ah.
So...
I'm going to be weak in whatever the opposite.
Yes. So that's where it comes into play, because basically you have to assign a suit to all your abilities and skills, but anything... Your one has to be assigned to your opposition suit.
So one has to be assigned to your opposition suit.
Opposed suits are assigned to both the character's rank, one ability, and skill. Remaining two suits are assigned so that each is linked to one ability and one skill. The result is each of these two suits assigned to one rank, a three ability, one rank, two ability, of the player's choice. So, alright, so yeah, first thing is make sure you have three potentials.
Yeah.
So then you rank them from 1 to 3. Three is your best, one is your worst.
By filling in bubbles?
You just write in 1, 2, 3 on your thing.
So, like, I picked Fulminous Heart for my... I'm saying that's going to be my big thing, so it's my 3. So I pick
yeah,
two more
that
have to do with Arc, right?
No, you just put a 3 there. like, where you're putting a...
Do I have to pick three potentials or three...
Yeah, there's three potentials.
Okay, and it's going to be 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, if I were to decide I wanted to do more with it, I would pick something that had to do with arc. In my case, electricity.
Yeah, you could have a lightning spell.
I want to call it killing spark, but it probably won't actually kill, you know.
Okay, stunning spark.
Or, just spark.
Tase.
Don't tase me, bro!
I knew that was coming. From someone. I don't know who.
I chose not to go there. I'll come up with something more, something witty. All right, cool.
All right, so, yeah, but the thing is, once you rank them for everything from 1 to 3, then your 1s will automatically be assigned to your opposition suit. So, for example, if Caleb is wind, so his opposition suit is ore. Ore is diamond. So his 1s, whatever he assigns as 1, is diamond. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I have a potential tough as diamond.
That's okay. A good one. Well, that's so,
stunning spark,
similar territory, but yeah. That's
stunning spark would just mean it's like, it can hurt people, but the idea is to stun people. And lightning dash.
There you go.
There we go. Okay, great.
I'm a lightning person.
They're more like Titan strength or something.
Go for it.
That would work. Another one for aura could be something alchemy related, transmuting from one mineral to another.
Actually, I'll trade a... tough as diamond for something like that.
Okay.
So, actually, insight, mirror of truths. So
there you go.
I was like, erasing with these and seeing how far the lead sticks out.
So these all get a 3-2-1.
Yes.
And then your one has to be your opposite.
Yes. And then you pick a different suit out of the remaining two suits on each of these.
And none of them can be my main suit.
Right, your main suit is just for your potential.
Just for potential.
Okay. Okay, so I cannot use my main suit for abilities or skills?
No.
Great, so what does that do with lightning reflexes? If I took that, so I have to pick something different, I guess?
Yeah, so remember,
But they're more like rock reflexes now?
I guess?
Pretty good reflexes.
So it's something like potential be like forever, like tempered steel?
Lizard reflexes, but the lizard's been sunning itself all day, so it's actually pretty fast. That's kind of
ate a big meal.
Ate something recently.
Yeah. No, then it would be slower.
So the gun as my hand could be an ore thing, since I'm like feeling more attuned to this metallic thing.
Yeah.
So tempered steel would be a good one.
Tempered, yeah.
Because I can just make the steel, make metal.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a good ore ability.
Fluid or potential, movement. Sorry. There we go.
There you go. So the main thing is. For all your abilities and skills, not your potential, you'll be drawing from and using your play deck, which is the three suits.
But potential is your actual...
Yeah, is your magic stuff.
So my arc thing is, since I'm clubs, I'll be using clubs for my potentials and the other three suits for everything else.
You put a 3-2-1 on abilities and skills, too?
Yes.
All right.
And... the idea is...
And you have to use each suit once.
Yes. Yeah.
What's your character's name, Tom?
Oh, yeah, names could be...
Buff McLarge Huge.
I knew that was coming, too.
Buck Turgid.
I was thinking Bolt Energies, actually.
Cod PC.
Cock Diesel.
Chuck Steak.
Frank the...
Well, they can be any kind of fantasy-ish name. There are suggested names in the 125-page setting document. I will not be requiring you guys to skim through that document to find those
names. Okay, so every ability has to have a different suit, is what you're saying? And every skill?
Yes.
Okay.
All three abilities, all three skills should have a suit assigned to them. The one is assigned to your opposition suit.
One has to be.
Okay, yes.
So I definitely have to have a rain in all of them.
Yes.
Rain!
Okay. All right.
And my diamond's always going to be my one.
Yes.
So in that case, the spade will be mine.
Okay.
So. Well, okay. Let me just back up here. Okay, so...
it's the thing you're least amazing at.
Okay. So in assigning your suits, you have to have an opposite assigned in there.
Well, I mean, it's your one.
It has to be your one.
You have to assign the three things, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Three is your best, one is your worst.
I mean, like, compared to your actual potential, which you can't use for anything else.
Right. Your potential is you're literally doing magic when you use your potential. Right.
And you can't put... You have to put your exact opposite as your one.
Yes.
Okay. So in my case, my brain is my one. This will be interesting. Which means I'm better at...
Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, no, you got it perfectly. I'll get into caches in a little.
I got it perfectly, Jeff. Make a note.
You just need a name.
Okay, check mine out, too. Can you tell me what more I need to do?
3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 2, 2. Titan Strength, Metal, Logic, Totally Huge Guy, Die Hard, Total Killer, Master Swordsman, Expert Tactician, Master Smith. No, that's perfectly fine. Just need a name, write down your concept, and I'll get into the caches in a little bit. Those are basically bonus cards you can use on plays.
Bolton at Large Huge.
Breakable Will, Rapier Wits, Penetrable Will,
Impeccable Balance.
Impeccable Balance. Okay. Sorry.
You write very tiny.
I do.
Leap on the Wind, Piloting, Deadshot, and...
Impeccable Balance would be a good one.
You need to... Okay, so it's now you... Impeccable. Your Rain.
Rain is Hearts,
and it is opposed by Arc. Arc of Spades, so...
Oh, Spades.
Okay. You need to assign your suits, so... all of these are Hearts, so...
I thought I had, so... Okay.
Well, I don't see any... What suit is what?
Sorry.
Just circle them. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine. We're learning.
Get the hand right.
We're learning.
All well, okay, so all of these would be hearts anyway, because...
Your potential is all your... Yeah.
All
you're,
those.
You're hearts. All heart, Aaron.
Yeah.
So...
But then you have to assign the other three suites. Your one has to be your opposition.
So that would be the club. So, okay, I thought that was the spade instead. All right.
Well, what? Yeah, though.
So I think I've got it right, but, you know...
And then I can assign the other two to what I need or what I want.
Yeah.
So...
Exactly.
Okay. Just whatever makes sense, I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so...
I'm like thinking like
all that it matters is that in remember you can only use a card of the right suit to use an ability
right or, so and I can't use the hearts since those are separate from my
when you use your hearts you're using your potential
okay
so
you draw randomly from
but
your
the thing is your hearts like you always draw back up your normal abilities and stuff like that your potential you get 5 cards and then you have to spend time in the game to heal up to recover that magic
so it's better for your basic abilities
and
to have a normal deck
so your play deck is your health and your mana and your potential is your mana.
Okay.
Okay. So the effectiveness is the house, and the what you use it on is the suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. We'll get into mechanics in a little second. We have a couple more things on character creation.
You would live.
Let's see here. It also talks about character advancement. We're not going to worry about that because this is a one shot. There's actually the part about caches is not in the character creation section, but that's fine. I remember what they are. Caches are essentially bonus cards you can use that you just get a bonus. Like what those numbers mean, the 3, 2, 1 represents how many cards you can put in your bid to win an encounter, to resolve an encounter in your favor. And you basically, you bid them blind. You just put them face down. And so the, like, I will say this is a hard challenge. I will get to put 3 cards against you. And then, but, oh, well, I have, I'm going to use my awesome ability, and I get 3 cards. So I put down 3 cards, you put 3 cards, and then we flip them up at the same time, count the number, highest total wins the encounter. That's the basic mechanic of the game. A cache represents, like...
And you bid blind from a hand that's also blind.
Well, you get to see your own hand. Like, you get to see the cards in your hand.
So how can I bid cards blind?
Well, the other player... By blind, I mean the other player doesn't see them.
Oh, so I know what cards I laid.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I was going to say, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. You can see your cards, but the other player... and also other players don't if you're doing a team thing. So... I'll get into that more in a second, but the cash represents a bonus that you get to put, just like draw, and you get an additional card on top of that, and it doesn't count. So it's like an additional bonus, it's equipment. So you all get 4 caches from your character. Your blade represents your blade of the Night Explorer's Guild, that's 1 card. The blade cache is special in that you can also, instead of using it for a card, you can use it to do teamwork, which means you get to add a card to another player's play. But
screw stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I will shoot the screw.
You all have special... Basically, no one else can use teamwork in the kingdom except for you. You guys are really trained to know teamwork. So there's very limited teamworking ability. So...
Wow. It sounds like everything every corporate trainer believes is true.
Yeah.
Again, you can only be teamwork because I train you.
But I did ask Jess to make sure that was clear. Okay. Breed, culture, and trait. There are descriptions of the setting material. I'm not going to have you pick those out. So basically, just think of three unique little quirks for your character, and you get one in each of these. And these are basically a one-time bonus. You can use this refresh each story session.
Okay. So you write it in there.
Yeah, just write it in there. Just put a one in each one of, and then just come up with some description. And that description is when that can come into play.
So blade is going to be a teamwork. Breed is going to be just
Literally stabbing someone with a sword. So
So blade's decided for me.
Yeah, blade. Yeah, blade is already
it's because you're an explorer. On the circle. Now. That makes sense. Breed.
Breed could be your. Let's see. They do have... Yeah, breed and culture, I would treat breed pretty much interchangeably. I don't know enough about... I haven't read enough about the people. There's, again, a 30-page stuff about this.
Yeah.
So just think about any kind of fantasy archetype. They're all human. They're all called your species is called... You call each other kin because you... That's opposed to the children of the dark. Those are the guys who live way below you and are really spooky and scary. So you could be like, oh, we're the aristocrats. Oh, we're the people who go up in the arid and dig things.
So if I'm just a born wrench monkey.
Yeah. That could be one. And culture could be something about your early childhood before you join the Explorers Knights. And then trait is something unique about you. Like I was born under a lucky star or something like that.
Okay.
Or I have a rich uncle. So
I was baptized in the blood of my father's enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a giant wrench.
Or Tom Church scratched into the character sheet with a knife.
So, Black Sheep Noble.
There you go. Perfect.
Shoot.
So you just get one in each of those four. Okay. So those are four potential bumps. You can only play one cache at any given time, at any given play. And then once you use it, it's gone for that session. But that's up to four. Yeah, in four plays, you can get a bonus. And we'll ignore the stuff about recruitment and badges and relics. Relics are more in the magical items you get during play, so we're not going to worry about that. But the main thing about caches, again, they're contextual. You only get to use a cache if it would make sense. So if for you, it would be like negotiating or I know people at this seedy port town where there's pirates and, explorers hanging out.
So for culture, if I picked low life, he just knows how to get along with people of lower caste, and trait is second chance acceptable. It just means I done fucked up, but I can scrape my way back up.
Sure.
Or would that be as more of a survival instinct?
I could see it as a trait.
I'm thinking survival instinct or second chance, one of those things. Just basically if
survival instinct.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That sounds better, actually. He's not from higher birth. He's not going to be a very polite person.
My culture will be interlibrary loan addict.
Ooh.
All right. Let's see here.
Send the hawk with my volume from the other island.
Hawks!
All right, so...
Aaron?
I'm sorry.
That explains the basic stuff. I will explain the basic mechanics, but I'll do that recording because that's literally just here's how the rules work. But are there any questions about character creation or any impressions so far?
I kind of like the idea of using the suit's cards. I mean, I'm impressed with cards and dice. Certain aspects, because, so as far as things I'm seeing other things like relic, badges, recruitment. Are we going with that at all? Or?
Well, not for this match.
Okay. Just making sure, because it
will probably play this more than once, because
it looks utterly fascinating.
Yeah.
Why is it the mechanic arm wrestling? I want a mech game.
Thumb wrestling. Right
over the what? Mech thumb wrestling, Caleb.
Yeah.
Mech.
Sorry, I'm just giving playtest comments that I deal with.
Oh, seriously. Wow. So were people like...
Why can't the game and the mechanics are like...
Were people wanting red markets? Caleb, were people wanting red markets with mechs?
People wanted red markets to be anything but the game.
Oh, wow.
I don't actually think that, Jeff.
just, okay. you know, steal yourself.
So we're buddy. Constantly, could it be this? Could it be this?
Can yeah. I add mechs to red markets?
Sure.
Can you remove economics from
as long as you buy it and all of its supplements, you can do whatever the fuck you want to it.
Perfect. Name design is Greedo.
Absolutely. Best answer.
All right, so I'll stop the recording, and we'll be right back.